Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District Horticulture and Natural Resources Agent Lauren Gamble. Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. You seem to be doing just well as well after the baby. Congratulations.
Yes, thank you.
Took you out for a little bit, but I'm glad to have you back in the studio. I'm sure Judy's glad to have you as well. But the Master Gardener program coming up, people got to sign up.
Yes, it's going to be starting this September, and we really want to get our applications in by August 15th because starting this year, we're doing an interview program so you can get to know us, we get to know you, and you can kind of see what you're in for with the program. But I'll kind of give you a little bit more information on it. We really want everyone to be a part of it, whether you are someone who's gardened for your whole life or you're someone who just has houseplants. It's called the Master Gardener Program because by the end of the program, you become a master gardener. It's not for people who are just the most green thumbs. We take black thumbs. Come on in. If you kill plants, I kill plants all the time. And we still work together to help our community and kind of grow as a group in friendship and fellowship as well. So K-State would like to say that we trade volunteer time for classroom experience. That's kind of how the program runs through K-State. So it is a $50 charge to do the class, but you're going to get, I think it's 3 months, so about 15 classes worth of information for $50. And then you go back into your community and you give 40 hours a year of volunteer service for that first year. And then for every year after that, you only have to give 20 hours to stay in the program. But really you get this incredible, what I would call a college class. You have instructors from the state, you have extension agents, specialists, really smart, awesome people giving you classes. They're 3 hours once a week on Thursday, and they're going to go over all aspects of horticulture. A few of the topics for this year are going to be landscape maintenance, soils, water fertility. We do vegetables, fruit, flowers, woody ornamentals. Plant diseases is a big one because I think even if you are an awesome gardener, you don't know what diseases are until you really look into them, and you get a 3-hour class on that alone. And then we're adding something new this week, that there'll be an online course for wildlife management, which I know all of us gardeners, we have bunnies, we have deer in our garden, so it's really good to have a little class on that as well. So there's so many topics, endless things, and then you also, with that, get to meet the people who are already in our group. We have an awesome group of volunteers, and some of the things they've been doing this year include working in public gardens, making them more beautiful, beautifying our landscapes in our cities and our counties. We're going to start working in community gardens hopefully soon. We do presentations, educational presentations. We do plant giveaways. We help hand out publications and just inform people on how to better care for their lawn, landscape, and garden. Those are things you get to do for your community, but for this course, you also gain a lot too. So not only do you gain that incredible college class, and the friendship, the fellowship, all those things, but some things to look forward to are in-person trainings that are only for master gardeners, and those happen kind of on this eastern side of the state. They're just additional trainings that our specialists from K-State will come down and teach us more. They're really awesome. Usually there's great snacks and food at those as well. We also do field trips to local farms. Just recently, we went down to Lenora Lawson's flower farm in Paola. We did Brenda Hayden's Aunt Bee's Blossoms this year. We're going to go out to Somerset Winery and look at pruning, tree farms, all things like that, that we can kind of see what's in our community, around our community, and cool things that we can do to grow closer together. We also have exclusive conferences and a bunch of webinars. So there's tons of ways to get your hours. I think one thing we do say in our application, which by the way, you can get in person or online at our website, any of the extension offices will have them. But one thing we do see is like, we ask you to make sure you have enough time because 40 hours in a year is a good amount of time to be putting towards the community. That doesn't mean you have to be retired or have nothing going on. If you are here as a college student or if you have work a full-time job, it is hard to get to meetings and some of our events, but there's enough online things and some weekend things and having a community garden slot where you can go anytime that's available to you, we'll work with you to get those 40 hours. So don't let your knowledge of gardening or the time you have to give be the reasons you don't join this program. When in doubt, fill out the application, come in and talk to me, and we can see if it'll really work for you. But again, those applications are going to be either on our website. You can print them off, email them to me however you'd like, or go into the extension office and pick one up. We really would like those in by August 15th. If something comes up, we can work with you. But really, that's kind of a hard deadline. And then you pay for the class once it starts. So don't worry about bringing a check in or anything. We'll work with you on figuring out that timeline as well. So yes, Master Gardener course, really incredible thing with incredible people. And we hope to have a big class this year.
Crazy that we're already talking about August.
It's coming up so fast.
My goodness. Coming up Monday morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Adult Development and Aging Family Resource Management Agent Janae McNally.